Welcome back to an all-new Revealing Better Results podcast here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. This is show number 107, and this is the first show of 2022. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, and StopOrganHarvesting.org. Visit EPRN, join, hit the like buttons, tell your friends all about us. And today we have a special guest with us. He's a 21-year investigative journalist, Mr. Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. Mitchell is currently on the crusade to expose crimes against humanity under the guise of organ harvesting. Mitchell, welcome to Revealing Better Results. How are you today?
I'm good, Garland. Nice to hear from you and see you, well, to be on your show, and thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Well, tell the listeners about your current situation and give the listeners some insight on how you got into this line of investigative journalism.
Well, you know, to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. What is a human being that cannot make the world a better place, even if it's just a little bit of time to give back, to, you know, do something for the community or to expose evil? Mm-hmm. And Garland, I took it upon myself. I was born in South Africa. The only reason why I was born in South Africa as a Jewish person is because my family, whatever was left of them, was slaughtered by the Nazis in Lithuania and Hungary, and fled to South Africa. That was where I was born. And I was always into human rights and helping the poor and helping the hungry and the underprivileged and the underdogs out there in Africa. I did a couple of missions out there as well. Impoverished people in Kenya and in South Africa. And I moved to the States. I became an American citizen, the first in my family. And I was in a top 10 business school in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. I was going to head my own company. I was very gung-ho for money and power, success, fame, fortune. And I just dropped all of that because I was very touched at university by a crusade. Well, a human rights campaign that involved a very innocent spiritual group of people, namely the Falun Gong. Now, many people have heard about the Uyghur genocide and the Tibetans and the House Christians, mm-hmm. but not many people have heard about this spiritual movement that have been brutally persecuted by the Red Reign of Terror, which is the Chinese Communist Party. So I took it upon myself, Garland, for the last 22 years, for no money, no fame, no fortune, no recognition or no name, to expose the Chinese Communist Party. And I walked the walk. I don't just talk the talk. So I positioned myself close to the Chinese border as I speak with you, risking my life exposing the Red Devil for its crimes against humanity. So here we are now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, how do people get captured and caught up into an organ harvesting type of situation?
Well, to understand what is going on in China, it's crucial to understand about the Chinese Communist Party. This is a murderous, mass murdering regime that came to power illegally around 1949 under Mao Zedong. After the Allies left, they were backed by the Rockefellers, by the way, a globalist, satanic, Western family that backed the Chinese Communist Party and Mao Zedong. And under Mao, over 40 million people were starved to death. And the Chinese Communist Party then broke off from the Western imperialists to form a regime that conquered in order to kill 100 million people and 400 million babies, okay, under their one-child policy. Now, the Falun Gong became the largest spiritual movement in China. Garland. There was no other spiritual movement in China, any other religion, any other spiritual movement, any other independent group that became so large, where one out of every 12 Chinese national citizens were practicing these slow moving exercises and meditation, and following this spiritual philosophy present in all universal religions and spiritual movements like Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, which carried truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And this particular movement skyrocketed in China, and the Chinese Communist Party hated that there was such a life force that was out of their control. And so they started to demonize the spiritual movement, marginalize them, vilify them, dehumanize them, and started to send hundreds and thousands of these spiritual people, Falun Gong practitioners, to state-mandated hospitals, cut their organs out of their bodies while alive, and then sell the organs to fuel a multi-billion dollar business for the last 25 years to this day as we're speaking.
Wow. That is horrible. That is horrific. Have you had any friends or relatives that got tied up in that type of situation because of the movement?
Of course, killed, sent off to concentration camps. I've been involved in an assassination attempt. I'm risking my life. I'm on the front lines right now. But I told you before, and I want to say it again to all your listeners, you've got to do something in this life before you leave this life. And to risk it all, to expose evil and sacrifice for innocent life, is the greatest honor under God there is. And that's why I continued. Like I told you, I have no name. I'm not asking for any donations. I'm just grateful, sir, to be on your podcast, because when the world realizes what is going on under a mass murdering regime that has the second or the first largest military in the world, the largest economy, and the greatest number of people in this world in their civilization, that runs the United Nations, the World Health Organization, it has its claws in Pfizer and the FDA and the CDC and in all governing bodies around the world, making decisions and instigating policies. This is a concerning situation for all human beings, and that's why as long as I have blood in my veins and breath in my lungs, I will expose this evil, and I don't mind dying for it.
Wow, that is one commitment. That is a great commitment to have, and that is a great honor, to take it upon yourself to be the one to stop this evil and to get the word out. And I deeply, I don't even have words to express. I am deeply thankful for you bringing this to the forefront of people's attention and to our network's attention of what's going on there in China and what the Communist Party is doing. And, well, who is in charge of seeing that this organ harvesting is punished and is sanctioned?
That's a great question, and I'm honored to be with you, because not many people, not many journalists, media, mainstream particularly, will have me on, because they are in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. Even a database was leaked about at least 2 million Chinese Communist Party spies and agents that have infiltrated into the multinational corporations, big pharma, big tech, all the criminal journalist media, paying them, bribing them to preach and to peddle Chinese Communist propaganda. So this is so hard to expose. So I'm honored to be with you. And to answer your question, it all started with the Chinese Communist Party dictator in the 1990s named Jiang Zemin. He was the former Chinese prime minister and dictator of the Chinese Communist Party and military dictator of China. And because the Falun Gong, and it's pronounced Falun, F-A-L-U-N, and G-O-N-G, Falun Gong movement, which became, Garland, the largest spiritual movement in China, as I said, he was threatened that he couldn't control the hearts and the minds of the people any longer because Falun Gong became so powerful, and it was very beneficial. It created millions of dollars of healthcare costs being reduced, ailments and injuries vanishing. People were living longer, feeling better. The suicide rates were going down. The domestic violence rates were going down. People's productivity rates in their factories, because the morality was increasing. And when the morality in the society is increasing, you will get better outputs in business, in relationships, in life, and in general, your whole entire system, political, social, and economic.
Right.
So the Chinese Communist Party, instead of embracing this life force of morality, demonized it as some CIA-backed cult or terrorist group, spent millions of dollars, at least one quarter of China's gross domestic profits, the former military dictator did, to eradicate this group of people within 3 months. They wanted to destroy them in 3 months. And in 1999, the Chinese Communist Party outlawed Falun Gong. It made it illegal, just like what happened in Nazi Germany, just like what happened in slavery days in America, or under Pinochet, or under the Khmer Rouge, or even Stalin. It was illegal to have anything to do with Falun Gong. All the books were burnt. Anyone who practiced Falun Gong was labeled a criminal overnight. And they were sent to over 252 concentration camps called the Laogao system in China to this day, over 2,000 to 3,000 hospitals, state-mandated, and Falun Gong practitioners, at least 200 a day, have been cut open while alive, their organs just extracted while alive. These are not dead bodies. These are living people, just extracted through transplantation. The doctors turned into murderers by the under the behest of the Chinese military and the Chinese Communist Party, and now making billions of dollars exporting these organs, these fresh organs, to multinational media associations, medical associations, and biotech firms and rich foreign donors, as well selling them back to their uninformed Chinese population, and making a fortune. So the Chinese Communist Party and the former president has been reducing intentionally waiting times for organs like livers, pancreases, hearts, and kidneys from 4 to 8 years to a matter of days.
Right. Yeah, I heard about that.
State-sanctioned murder.
Yeah. State-sanctioned murder on a global scale.
Yes, kill to order.
Wow.
Exactly, kill to order on demand. It's almost like going to a grotesque restaurant. And I'm not sure if any one of your audience has been to a wet market in Asia, where you can pick a lobster out of a tank, cut it open right in front of you, and eat it. Well, that's exactly what has happened in China. They'll just take they'll get a blood match, they'll forcefully blood test you, and then when a foreign buyer wants to come and get an organ, they'll find a match, they'll take you out of the concentration camp, and then they'll cut you open in a state-mandated hospital, and they'll sell your organs, and then they'll burn the bodies to conceal the evidence.
Wow. Well, how can the global citizens, you know, online and offline, and, you know, my network participants here at EPRN, how can they help you with your crusade to stop organ harvesting?
The most important, I don't ask for any money or anything like that. I just would like the awareness and to support Falun Gong practitioners who have been dying every day in China, risking their lives to expose this evil. My friends have put everything on the line. I put everything on the line as people to do the right thing. All I would ask is your wonderful listeners, Garland, and you're a godsend, and I'm honored to be on your show, as I've said, because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be alive tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen? At least I'll die an honorable death. But the bottom line is, I would love I'll throw out some websites that some people can go, maybe sign a petition, and just become aware, maybe watch a video, and that's what I would think is the best.
Okay. Okay.
They could,
well,
Yes.
Okay, yes. Oh, the websites? You have the websites?
Definitely. As you just mentioned, I would go to www.stoporganharvesting.org. Now, to learn about Falun Gong, which is a wonderful spiritual movement, anyone who is stressed out there or into yoga or meditation and want to try these exercises, they offer free, and it's a beautiful spiritual movement, awarded high recommendations and rewards and recognition for the outstanding health and wellness they bring to society. You can go to falluninfo.net. That's FALUNINFO.net, falluninfo.net. And now these are for the skeptics, those who, and I love the skeptics because when you get them on your side, when you can win them over with evidence, that's when everyone will follow. So for the evidence, this is where the irrefutable evidence that this is going on, chinatribunal.com. Chinatribunal.com. And the last one where you can get all the reports, endtransplantabuse.org. Endtransplantabuse.org.
All right. Well, that is going to be some helpful information, and I hope it's helpful to you. And, we have to get this situation under control. All of us have to do our part. And I want to thank you for joining us today and making EPRN and our community aware of the problems and the effects that it's had in the global community. Thank you. And, I want to thank our listening audience for tuning in as well. And have a great week, everyone.
Absolutely.
The beast is trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.